Dear Chicago.
Dear Chicago.
Lip shits.
Drove to Chicago.
The Super Bowl champ.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Roger.
And you are listening to episode 527. Is that right? 527. That's a long time.
I would say 526.B.
Yeah, it could be, but that's too many letters.
Shut up.
Welcome. This is the a short little show.
Short.
This is the Happy Birthday Ricky show. You ready?
Oh my God.
Sing me Happy Birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ding.
Happy birthday, dear Ricky. It's going to be like 45 two times.
40 none.
Happy birthday. Should I bring care out? To
yes, please.
Happy birthday, Ricky.
Oh, thank you. I'm the young, 32.
Twice.
My name's Ricky. I like long walks on the beach. Not the beach in Chicago.
No.
Because that's not a beach.
You will catch something.
So welcome. How has your day been?
It's been awesome. I've been hanging out with your stupid slutty ass.
Yeah. Well.
And the dogs. Mean,
what are we having right now?
I'm having what is called a cochinita, mm-hmm. which is it's brown and sweet.
It is a Mexican sweetbread.
Yes,
and that's shaped like a pig.
It's like I want to say it's like rye, but sweet rye.
It's not rye. It's like a ginger snap, but soft.
Yeah,
that's but what soft I mean. And thick.
Mm. Although I don't know
the cookie like, too. No, soft and thick means hard and thick. What?
That just means hard and hard, like painful hard. It's like, well,
girl, don't be treating the chairs at La Pepe or whatever that place is called. La Peep. La Peep. He sat in the chair today. He was like, uh-oh. No.
This is not going to hold this big bitch up. The guy was like, is there something wrong with the chair? Is it a little wobbly?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
I'm about to fall.
Who was one of our fans that said something about eating and blah, blah, blah? I'm eating.
They love to hear us eat and burp. Although we don't eat really on the show that much. So you probably should stop eating. But those are good.
They are. Well, this bitch was keeping me from food.
Oh, yeah. We just finished eating breakfast. We had sausage gravy biscuits.
Oh, eggs, my God.
Some potatoes.
I just want to say that on the menu, it actually said hog.
Right.
Wild hog.
Sausage.
Sausage gravy.
Amazing. I was so excited when we found out that Macy Gray was our waitress.
With the clown makeup?
Well, just her voice, too. She sounded like Macy Gray. Yeah. It was awesome. Secondly, the highlight of my day, and this has been the highlight of my whole day, she brought out the bacon, and it was crispier than motherfucking shit. Like, all the water had been taken out of it.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
It was so good. She was like, is this too dark? And I was like, no, I love it dark.
That's what she said.
And my bacon, too.
Excuse me.
They're used to that. It's okay. So, but I don't want to talk about today. We don't have a lot. I mean, it's just been like a matter of days since we've recorded.
Right.
So we don't have a lot to talk about. Let's see here.
We always have a lot to talk about. I don't know why this bitch continues to say that.
We don't have a lot to talk about, but we will talk for an hour.
Blah, 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 blah.
So, let's see. All right, I'm just reading your notes from Evernote.
ever to that note.
For like the second part. And that's a lot of sentence. So really the only important thing is, and we alluded to it on the last show, RuPaul's Drag Race.
I know, but that's not...
Michelle.
Visage.
Nick Boobs. Visage.
Okay, so go ahead and tell them the story since we didn't get to elaborate in the last show.
So I listened to RuPaul's new album, and it was pretty good, but the song with her, I fucking love it.
Oh, did you buy it? Did you buy the album?
Yeah.
So did I. Oh my God, I love it. It's so good. The first three songs are, I mean, they're like gems. They're like...
But this one with Mr. Why do I have such a hard problem saying
speaking
her name?
Speaking English, you stupid little
Michelle
retard.
Visage. I love it. It's on repeat. Do you have it on your phone?
I do.
Oh, I do think I do too. Let's play a little bit of the Michelle Visage.
Michelle to that Visage.
You got it up already or do I need to do it?
No, I'm getting it up right now.
Oh, you get that up right now.
Fuck yeah. Oh, get it up.
Wow.
Wait.
Although it doesn't sound like she would sing like that.
What a melody. Simple tune.
Simple tune.
Like me and you.
Like me and you.
It's a story of a real true blue.
True blue, girl.
And it came undone and faded from you. But it wasn't for long, cause our love was never broken.
Love was never broken.
The open.
All
the words to our song sound like, sounding like a duet.
Sounding like a duet.
Sounding like a duet. Sounding like a duet. Let's make a toast.
Make a toast.
Friends forever, solid gold.
Solid gold.
Back together like it was before. Stronger than ever and there ain't no more.
Did they break up?
So let the music raise your glass.
So... Let's do it like the professionals.
Not positive.
Right. So that's the song. And I was listening to it. I had it on repeat like 400 times. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to tweet this.
How about the song? You have to love you have to love yourself before you can love anybody else.
Oh, with
Martha Washington.
Oh. It's a hand in man.
Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I tweeted, let me get the picture up because I had to take a picture. I was so excited. I had to like do a screenshot.
Mind you, I'm at work trying to like pull my hair out because I'm so fucking busy.
Not me.
She was my highlight of the day. And by she, I mean Visage.
So I said, listening to Let the Music Play by RuPaul featuring Michelle McBoobs Visage. And I'm loving it. And she tweeted back to me.
She tweeted back.
So much fun. And I'm like, you just tweeted me back. You have given me life and I will die happy. Great song. So then I tweeted. So yeah, Michelle Visage just tweeted me and I died. And she tweeted back, wake up.
Wait, not wake up and like, wake oh, wake up. Up, honey. It was like, wake up, bitch. And like you can envision her boobs just like flopping back and forth.
And I died.
Again.
And I sent it to Roger.
And then,
and
of course,
died.
I died. And then later I said, why don't you retweet her? I said, why don't you retweet her about the show so maybe she could listen? And he said, I need you to stop dreaming.
Right.
My soul died a little bit. I was in one end of the country, the city, and she was at another, and she saw that.
Right.
And I was like, I need you to believe. I need you to be like Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston, believe. Like, I just need
if
you to
believe in love after love.
That is La Chair.
Oh.
Wrong one.
La Chair.
Died. So then because she did not want to do this, I kept following Twitter, and she would not. So I took liberty.
I just
liberty.
Want to be famous like that.
Oh, my God, I do. So I took liberty and tweeted her and said, hey, listen to our little dog and pony show. Mm-hmm. And just take a listen. Maybe I'll be on it.
She never responded.
Never.
And guess what? She won't.
Well, I need you to retweet her. You, personally. I don't have your account information. Otherwise, I would fucking tweet it myself.
But I loved it. I was like, oh my God.
I don't know why you don't want to do it. I think you should do it.
So are you going to come watch RuPaul's Drag Race tomorrow?
No.
Oh, no. You do it with your friend.
My roommate.
That's fun.
I know.
You're only like a half a block away from us.
I understand that, but the thing is that's our thing.
Bring to him.
He won't go. Sorry.
Oh, I like how you make his cheer decisions for him. Because obviously this is a cheerocracy, and you're the cheer resident.
Ra ra sis boomba.
Yeah.
Ra ra sis boomba.
She will not go. Not, no. I've tried to get her to go, mm-hmm. and by she I mean he.
He right.
Who's a big
you
man.
Have Conchita in your no. No. There, got it.
I mean, instead of just coming up to my fucking headphone.
No, not going to do it. So I stood up for an hour and did the show. And then this one, I'm like, she might want to sit down for this one.
She got tired.
But what I want to do is, and I was talking to Roger about this, mm-hmm. as he sits in his le chair.
Le chair?
I want to get the boom microphones that stand up so that we could sit like in... like stools across from one another and see each other and talk.
That's going to be real intimate. Did you hear that?
Real intimate. Well,
I mean, isn't that what we're going for?
Sure.
What I'm really finding
intimate
right now.
I mean, she wants
right
me inside her intimate.
But, no. That's not what I was going to say at all.
Bitch, you wanted the autograph.
Not even going to say that. What I find really intimate is the person sharing their music with us upstairs.
I almost spit out my coke.
All right. Just as long as it's on your computer, fine.
Out of my nose.
Oh, good one. Spit out my coke out of my nose. No one spits coke out of their nose.
If you're drinking water, you go...
No. Or you suck water up in it so you make sure it gets all in there.
Have you ever snorted coke out of someone's asshole? Or have you ever had coke put in your asshole? That's amazing.
What?
Because our friendship's solid gold.
What? Are you serious? No, why do I think you are?
Because I have some really fucked up stories.
Well, I need to hear one if it involves getting coke stuffed up your ass.
No,
that's and it's actually... probably to go to Guatemala or something. You're like a drug mule, but...
No. But I will tell you that that I have read that actually can be very dangerous. Because it's like direct impact.
That's what I heard. So I heard you can get drunk with sticking up a tampon up your ass.
Like, the visual on that is amazing. Like, dipping it in...
Alcohol and then sticking up your ass.
Yeah.
You've done it?
No, yeah, I have.
You know someone that's done it?
Totally.
Oh.
Me. I ended up with my face down, ass up.
Well, clearly, as every night ends up with you.
Wait, I wish. Dying for it. And no, that does not mean I'm a bottom. Dying. I'm dead.
Oh, I died and I came back
and, I died
and then
again.
I died again and then I came back and then I died
still dying
so
see this is what happened.
Imagine if we were like drinking and we did this at the same time.
My god, we need to do that when it starts to get nicer. Oh god, when we're like flying our
when
kites.
We record outside on the balcony.
No.
Yeah, we're going to record on the balcony.
I don't want anyone
nice.
To see us.
Why?
My gift.
Of?
That wasn't. There was a dot at the end of that. Why did my voice? Everyone's going to.
Everyone, this is actually, what, Roger's a voice actor. This is what his real voice sounds like.
In a world. Oh, that was good.
In a world.
No.
In a world full of water. Water world.
I really need a fart.
Put it up to the microphone like Pat Powers does.
by the way, they have not had a new show.
Oh, they have not.
Okay, we're down to 15 minutes.
We were working on Big Fatty Online. Did you happen to go back and listen? Because you know
again?
Your new name is George.
Yes,
but she probably
told.
Pronounced it Jorge.
Oh, that's a good thing that you remind me. So RC, yes, because he tweeted about that.
Uh-huh.
I was so happy that no one actually mentioned that on the show because I'm not going to say the name.
Uh-huh.
yes, RC, what you said in that tweet is correct. My name derives from that name. However, my name is not that name. On my birth certificate, it says Roger. Mm-hmm. So in Spanish, you would pronounce it Roger.
How do you spell that? R-O-J?
No, R-O-G-E-R. Just R. The G is like soft instead of hard. I mean, this is what happens when you stick us in a room for more than an hour. It's like,
let's see what happens sticking two people in a room.
Every week.
With four walls.
Did I say week or week?
Every week.
This is his apartment. I'm not even lying to you. Like, right to the right of me.
Seriously, there's apartments that are the size of New York City.
I know.
So and that costs like $14 million. Isn't that crazy? An apartment this size in New York City?
It's like $2,000. It's
more
insane.
Than that. It's more than that.
Oh, but you know what, though? I like that there's people out there that will make this room into like a modular
room.
Have
you seen those?
Yes, it's amazing. Oh. It's like, wah, wah,
I don't know
wah.
If I
it's
can.
Like fucking, it's like a transformer.
People can't see that, but I would love to be able to live in like a 500 square foot apartment, but have
Me
all
too.
Those technologies,
yeah.
and be able to live without that much stuff. I would love for my
Me
life.
Too.
To be minimized.
You know, speaking from the last show that you were referencing, how you wanted to get rid of a few things mm-hmm. and the emotional attachment to them. I'm actually kind of going through the same thing. Like, I'm just trying to get rid of stuff that I don't need, and I'm trying to be better about...
Like your five laptops?
Yes, which I did get rid of. But I'm trying to, like, get rid of that stuff and try not to associate emotion mm-hmm. and memory to them, so that way I can... Because I'm the type that will save, like, the box for the computer.
That's different, because if you're going to resell the box... No. That's not okay.
The box.
You have a problem.
For my heart has been broken.
That box has been gone forever.
She is. Kick a motherfucker while he down.
While she's down.
Kick a motherfucker while she down.
While she down.
But, yeah. So, well, we are at 13 minutes.
Yes, we are.
So, I just want to.
We have
I need you to speed it up, girl.
We have a voice mirror.
A voice mirror.
Let's play the voicemail song.
Let's play. No, I don't want to play that song.
Why? We need it until we get another one recorded.
No,
this is the one
we use. I told you which one we should record.
Which one?
Remember? Hello.
Oh, yeah. But
hello.
I don't sing. You don't sing.
Is it us you're looking
no,
for?
No, stop. Don't. It's not really.
She just said I did not sing. I'm sorry, but I was pretty much on key the entire
okay.
time.
Okay, let's try
that. Oh, no, no! Do not do that.
Because we'd like to be on
no,
key.
No,
let's
no.
just give him a sample of what's on key.
Don't do it.
Okay, don't. See, that's what I thought. So, should we play this voicemail song?
No.
So, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my poofling.
Sounds like he wants to take a
send
turd.
Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky.
Hello, 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 hello there.
So, did you know what that song's from?
It's from a play.
Yeah.
I think it's from,
I was like, oh my God,
Hello, isn't it Hello Dolly
or something? I don't know what it's from, but I was like, oh my God, I love this song. It's so original. And he's like, No.
Yeah, it's like, hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime girl.
I don't know that. No. Whatever.
It's actually an old song.
You ready for a new voicemail?
Sure. Who is it from?
I don't know.
Is it from RC?
I don't know. Let's see.
RC Martinez.
Gingerbread.
Oh, it's from my mama.
Mama, I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. I'll never forget 40 years ago when you came grumbling out of the cut. And it's never been the same.
Suspiciously,
since.
It sounds a lot like Big Fatty.
I know, since this is your 40th birthday, I thought I'd let you know 45. That it is a genetic cataclysm for you, because you will start to shat yourself. And if it feels like it's going to be a shot, it's not going to be. You're just going to end up shitting your pants. It always happens to to everyone in the family. That's why we all smell like we do and why everybody thinks we're from West Virginia. But anyway, give my best to that colored boy that does the little show with you. Oh, the emphysema's coming back. All right. Thank you for calling. Bye now.
That was awesome.
Oh, how do I turn the thing? How do I hang it up? Push it here. Okay.
So that's my mama. That's my mama.
That was awesome. I love the reference. That was amazing.
Did you lie? Oh, my face hurts. It makes me smile. First, mama, it was not 40 years ago. It was 37. Get it right. I know you were on a lot of drugs when you were like at that time.
When you had him?
Love mama. Everyone loves mama. Secondly, I don't have that condition where you just shart yourself or shit your pants.
And you get the warning.
I'm pretty sure a shart is not a warning. That's like, it's too late. Like, you have no other option but to go to the bathroom and take off your underwear.
Ew.
And finish the rest of it up.
But you have a turtle head poking out. You have that syndrome?
Tortuga. Say you have a turtle head sticking out in Spanish.
I can.
Yes, you can.
Do it. Wait. La cabeza de una tortuga está para afuera en tu culo. RC would probably can either validate or not validate.
I know what that means. That's right. You have a turtle head sticking out of your ass.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's probably there's probably another a better way of saying it.
Out of your cola.
I mean, just stupid.
Thank you for calling, Mama. I love when she calls, and thank you for my happy birthday wishes.
Thank you for the reference of
West Virginia. Oh my God, it's such an insult.
Oh, I don't know why you fight it.
I am not even from there. Like
you're from Appalachia.
Appalachia. Get it right.
Again.
That sounds Appalachian like Mountains.
Appalachia.
No. No one says Appalachia.
Actually,
Appalachia.
My friend's from Ohio, my coworker. Mm-hmm. She says it like that.
That's because they're from Ohio and they're idiots. Oh, I'm sorry, coworker. Never mind. I'm sorry. Love your chili.
Touche.
Have you ever had the chili from Ohio? It's got like cinnamon and chocolate or some shit in it. It's like sweet.
Oh, it's like mole?
Kinda. They put it on top of pasta. No. I think the place is called Five Star Chili or something like that.
I'll have to ask her.
It's Cincinnati. Oh.
Oh, well, hi. Oh,
hey.
Hi, girl. Star. No, I'll have to ask her about that because I know she likes to cook and stuff, so.
I've only been to Ohio twice, and one of those I had a layover. I was so pissed. It was the first time I've ever had a layover, and I was stuck there.
That's what she said.
And why was the closest airport like 20 miles away?
I know.
Like, what is up with that?
They're co-worker, not good urban planners.
Coworker, could you let us know what's up with that?
Appalachia.
No. Appalachia.
Appalachia. It's a fucking made-up mountain. Where
all
gross,
mountains are made up.
Where gross ass people live.
Not all gross people.
Very gross people live up there.
The Blue Ridge Parkway is very beautiful.
It may be beautiful, but gross ass people hiding in bushes like they were fucking reconnaissance.
Bushes. Bushes.
You know,
you're from Chicago when you say there are bushes on the mountains.
You know, they're like this. Don't move, Betty Sue. They're going to see you. And it's someone with fucking a green garbage bag and two twigs. And I'm like, what? Looking to the side.
Why would they do that? That makes no sense.
I don't know.
Like, no one does that.
I saw a documentary about...
If you watched a documentary about this, I will die.
That would be amazing, by the way, because we got 6 minutes left.
Okay.
Anyway, but I did watch a documentary about The
Appalachian Mountains.
Appalachian Mountains, about how it's like they have the worst education ever. Like,
oh, West Virginia, definitely.
Yeah, it's like, and they have the worst health.
Some places don't even have electricity still.
Yeah.
Or bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. And because they just, there's no roadways to get to them.
Right. Everything is delivered to them by train. Yeah. Can you believe that shit?
It's like fucking the 19, what, 30s, 40s, 50s?
1800s.
Yeah. It's like, it's bad.
Could you imagine a life like that? They probably have no internet. That's no like cell phones. Amish.
It's like the Amish. It's like the Hasidic Jews that live in New York.
Mm. Can't do it. Mm. I mean, take away my car, take away my TV. Don't take away my phone.
Or my computer.
All right. My computer. Computadora.
Hi, Pooter. You're looking dapper today.
Our computers are twinsies.
We are.
Because someone copied me.
They're in the same case.
Actually, both of these were purchased. Sorry, I have to get the dogs.
She's got to go attain to them fucking dogs again. They're going ape shit. Because they can't get in here.
Ow.
Oh, hi, sweetie.
You guys, if you hear that knocking sound, that's Izelle's tail hitting the wall. Sorry about that if you can hear it.
I know, I'm going to give you some. Okay, we're winding down to like 4 minutes. So,
what was that? Oh. I was telling them about how you copied me and bought a computer like me.
I did not copy you. I asked you.
But I like that you asked me about the cover 4 times before you acknowledged that I had actually purchased it. And I was telling you.
From firsthand experience?
Right.
Yeah.
There's a few things that I don't care for, like this part.
Mm, yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
Well, I don't like the fact that it only goes there and it doesn't hold the screen. Mm-hmm. I hate that too. But it is a nice, classy.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Everybody comments about, oh my God, that's such a big book. And I'm like, I know.
It's the book of my life. It's the story of my life.
That would be paperback for me.
Can't afford a hardcover.
Right. Can't afford a hardcover.
Hashtag can't afford a hardcover. If you can make that fucking trend, love you. Hashtag can't afford a hardcover.
.com.
Wait, what was it called? What is catastrophe?
What?
What's the 3 minutes?
Uh-huh.
3:45, 46. How do you call the hashtag?
Octothorpe.
Octothorpe.
That is so Octothorpe bad. I love that word.
Doesn't make any sense.
That is such Octothorpe bad. Octothorpe.
Hashtag.
Octothorpe. Right.
I hate that. I hate when people do that. Hashtag.
We
hashtag.
Got it.
It's like.
We got it.
I'm so animated. Ivy thinks that I'm playing with her.
Right.
Because I'm like moving my hands like I'm wailing.
You got something to say, Ivy? Do you want to say? Ooh, lick it.
That was
just
Ivy.
Just licking the microphone.
All right. Anything? Any words of wisdom for the last like.
I have no words of wisdom. I'm 37 years old today, and
happy birthday! Can I just want to come up with a real quick ditty?
Oh,
ditty, Ricky, I want to touch your titty.
No, I don't like that. I will be editing the show, and to replace that, I'm going to be replacing the video that I took of you in the car today.
You will not. I will kill you.
I will. You have no control over it.
I will kill you.
You would die.
I would die.
It was so good, you guys. No. He had no idea I was recording him.
No.
And he was like doing Mariah Carey and wasn't even close to the tune. And
I was very close to the tune.
But you mean will not tomb.
I hate you.
Oh, I love you, Roger. So you have anything?
You would be that cunt to put that up there.
Right. I would. I have no issue. So anything until next Sunday?
Anything. I'm still waiting for a gentleman caller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
permanent one.
Right. Keep on hoping from the podcast world.
Who has money.
Right. Preferably. Not happening. Because right. People that listen to podcasts do not have money.
How many millions do we make?
Oh. For free. Ezel's going crazy. Sorry, you guys.
This is like the daddy time.
All right, let's start closing out the show.
We gotta go. We have 9 seconds. You want to count it out? You ready?
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bye.